Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 20th, 2022, through Friday, June 24th, 2022. Monday, June 20th, 2022. 12 defendants sentenced for tax felonies and immigration crimes after major undercover operation. The IRS has sentenced 12 defendants within construction-related companies for employment tax fraud felonies and crimes related to hiring unauthorized aliens in the largest criminal Internal Revenue Service IRS operation in the history of the PD region. The investigation was led by the IRS and Homeland Security Investigations. The operation targeted those in the construction industry who used unlicensed check cashers to facilitate under-the-table cash payments to employees, many of whom were unauthorized aliens. The check cashers would also provide certificates of insurance, falsely stating that the employees were covered under workers' compensation insurance. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. Vacaville man sentenced to 8 years in prison for billion-dollar DC solar Ponzi scheme. Alan Hansen was sentenced to 8 years in prison and ordered to pay $619,415,950 in restitution for participating in a billion-dollar Ponzi scheme involving DC Solar. According to court documents, Hansen was an employee of a telecom company with which DC Solar had done some limited business. In that role, Hansen accepted $1 million from co-conspirators at DC Solar to fraudulently sign a false contract reflecting a much larger amount of supposed business leasing mobile MSGs or mobile solar generator units. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Two Orange County tax preparers charged in long-running tax and benefit fraud scheme orchestrated by corrupt social worker. Antoine Nguyen and Rosemary Pham were charged with allegedly participating in a scheme orchestrated by a corrupt social worker who stole his client's identities to fraudulently obtain tax refunds, welfare benefits, and credit cards. Nguyen and Pham allegedly conspired with John Tran, who is believed to be either 56 or 60, of Fountain Valley, an Orange County Social Services Agency caseworker from July 1994 to October 2018, who stole the Social Security numbers and other personal identifying information, PII, from his clients, many of them recent immigrants. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Former congressional candidate pleads guilty to wire fraud and falsification of records. Nicholas Jones, a former congressional candidate and Idaho small business owner, applied for and received COVID-19 relief funds, including through the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, and Economic Injury Disaster Loans, EIDL, totaling $753,600. Despite certifying that these funds would only be used for business-related expenditures, Jones used a significant portion of the funds for personal expenses, including car payments, life insurance policies, and political advertisements. In 2020, Jones ran as a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. Jones told employees of his small business that they could continue to be paid their normal wages if they worked on his congressional campaign. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, June 24, 2022. FBI San Francisco announces cybersecurity awareness campaign for Bay Area companies. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, San Francisco, is working with Bay Area companies to increase their cybersecurity capabilities through identifying likely threats. According to FBI San Francisco Special Agent in Charge, Sean Reagan, the FBI can provide companies with near real-time intelligence, threat trends, and actionable guidance to strengthen a company's defenses against cybersecurity attacks. Recent increases in cyber intrusions were identified through the following types of cyber attacks: ransomware, supply chain attacks, and critical infrastructure attacks. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.